And he's by the wine press. And the wine press is one of the illustrations of this end of the world battle. He's threshing wheat. He's sifting out the wheat from the chaff. And the angel that comes to him in the very beginning of this story of him is none other than Christ. He has a revelation. He has an experience with Jesus Christ that tells him he is going to be used for the Lord. And you'll notice in verse 13 that the question he has for the Lord is, where's all the miracles that we're supposed to be here, Lord? And brothers and sisters, in Adventism today, we as Laodiceans, what are we expecting? What are we waiting for? We're waiting for the work to be finished. But how's it going to be finished? Well, it's going to be finished under the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're waiting for. Gideon is asking that question. Where are the miracles of the latter rain? He has an experience with Christ here. And in verse 15, he lets the Lord know that he can't be the one that does this work, because he's not simply from the tribe of Manasseh, the least tribe, but he's the least of his father's household. Gideon represents someone who is hiding, who is the least in Israel. And he's the one that's going to be used to finish the work. And this is in agreement with the truth that we began to develop in the Overflowing Scourge series. Brothers and sisters, as the story progresses, Gideon has to start his work for the Lord by declaring war upon Baal. The altar of Baal has been built by his own father. He has to take a position against his father's house. His father was ordained to be the leader of his family, and yet the one that is not the leader, Gideon, is the one that's going to be used in the battle against Baal. And we'll demonstrate that this had to be his first work according to the spirit of prophecy. And his battle against Baal brings in the story of Sunday sacredness. This is where the issue begins. And he has his worship experience with the Lord, and the Lord tells him to tear down the altars of Baal that his father and the other elders worship at in his town. And he does that. And his name is changed to a name that is significant. It takes you back to the history of Elijah. Let Baal plead. His name is changed to highlight the argument that goes on at the end of the world between true and false worship.